Over the ages, Pangaea broke up into two giant land masses, one in the north and one in the south.
Probably around 100 million years ago, South America became separated. And then the fauna, the dinosaurs, the mammals, and the rest of the fauna and flora start to evolve in the separate way, in different ways, different forms.
After the continent split, different dinosaurs evolved on each continent. While throughout the northern continents, the giant longnecks died out, down south, something extraordinary was happening. Here, the huge longnecks not only survived, they just kept growing bigger and bigger.
About 90 million years ago, there were not such animal this big in any other part of the world but in South America. These four-legged plant eaters, like Argentinosaurus, are a typical South American kind of dinosaur. In this Cretaceous period, they were highly successful in the southern hemisphere.
But it wasn't just the long-necked plant eaters that were different on the isolated continent of South America. Sealed off from the rest of the world, the vicious tyrannosaurs never reached here.